there is a brand new book. We're leading up to the C word, lads. There's all these lovely books coming out at the moment. It's called The A to Z of Being Irish, From the Angelus to Zig and Zag. And I am joined by the authors, Cúnamh McGann, and we've also got Sarah Cassidy in here. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
I could see when I said the graveyard thing, Cúnamh was going, and I was like, I know.
And the ambulance.
I've got the ambulance.
It has to be the ambulance.
It's like, but that's the sort of thing that's kind of growing out of fashion, is it, Cúnamh?
I think it probably is a little bit. But I think for our generation, I think, now, I wasn't brought up as a Catholic, so it's all my friends. I even learned it from my friends, all my Catholic friends. So I think it's so much kind of, we're indoctrinated into it, you know?
The Catholics are like, we'll get you. We'll get you. So this has so many things in it. As it says, it's the A to Z from the Angelus, and big up to Zig and Zag, as always. Ian, this one's for you. But Sarah, why did you write this book?
We were just having a chat and work one day. We worked together and we just kind of came up with the idea and just started throwing things around, and the book became...
And the next thing, you're like, there is a list. There is a massive list of things we can do.
You start with just a few things and we're like, oh, yeah. And it's kind of nostalgia. There's a bit of nostalgia there. There's things like, you know, the red lemonade and the copybooks that were wallpaperage, those kind of things. And we were thinking that there's room for a book that has all of these things, but a bit of a kind of cheeky look at modern Ireland.
Absolutely. And there's one thing that some people in the office have been having a tough time with. And I'm not too sure if everyone knows this, Cúnamh, and you could be destroying lives. We all love cheese. Who doesn't love cheese? But
shocker,
red cheddar,
yes.
Orange cheddar. What's going on with that?
There apparently, Ireland is the only country in the world where one producer will produce the same cheddar cheese as yellow and orange. They're exactly the same, except the orange cheddar has dye in it.
What?
I'm telling you, it's true.
So for years when I'm like going to my mom, I need the red cheddar, no, it's nicer.
And kids are always like, I won't touch the yellow one, I'll only have the orange one. But they're exactly the same, just a dye.
So someone discovered, we've got a way to get kids to eat cheese. We're just going to dye it. It'll be fine. God only knows what's going to happen yet. 0874100102. Did you know that? I think that's just mad. Sarah, what do you think is your favourite Irishism from the book?
Probably adding an S to the end of everything. I didn't know that you actually did that.
Go on.
Like Eason is Eason, not Eason's. Little is little.
Littles.
Cúnamh was like, I don't think people say littles. And then she rang me from Little going, there's somebody in front of me and they've just told their mum they're in Littles.
They're in Littles. The day I found out about Eason, because we've always known, but it's Eason's. Yeah. And then you're like, what? And then you look up their website and then their Twitter. It's like, you've got two different things on that as well. Why are you doing this to us?
They've just embraced it, I think. Like,
they really have. What's yours, Cúnamh?
You know, I think a lot of when we were doing it, a lot of stuff came out around food, an awful lot. So a lot of my favourites would be in the food. I think the Carvery, the classic Carvery.
The Carvery.
With the dilutable orange.
The four types of potatoes.
As Sarah said, wear your stretchy pants. That's, you know, the classic Carvery.
One thing that you need to do. Did you try any of these out, Sarah, on, you know, non-Irish people to see, come here, do you do this? Like, is this just us?
One thing, my sister-in-law is from Poland and she was looking through it yesterday and she said to me, I was wondering how you pronounced that. I'm so glad you put those pronunciation things in.
At the back of the book,
because that was the end. So she was delighted with that because it kind of let her see. She could actually pronounce like Koi Big. What the hell is that?
What is Koi Big?
Yes,
now you know. You're like, hi Koi Big. It's all good. Of course, you've got some, you know, prominent people inside there. Absolutely. As well, Cúnamh.
We have the very esteemed St. Patrick, for example, and the classic, but we've modernised it a little bit. So Miguel D. Higgins is in there, Panty Bliss is in there, Queen of Ireland, Man Who Slipped on the Ice. If I say Man Who Slipped on the Ice, does everybody know who that guy is?
I mean, it's I just feel so bad for him sometimes.
The fact that he's never come out publicly and said who he is makes me think that maybe it's a real source of shame for him.
And do you know that everyone will be like, oh, I know someone who knows the man who slipped on the ice.
There's a rumour that I know. My mom says.
My mom says, oh, I've got a friend who's like, I'm telling you, he's my friend's friend. He works with him. I'm like, you have no idea who that person is. Would you stop? Ryan Dobson and Sharon E. Violon don't know who that person is. Of course, Zig and Zag is rounding it all off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, for them to get in, they should be included in so many more things because
they really should.
They were our pop stars.
They were amazing. Can you imagine growing up but without Zig and Zag? You know, they were just amazing. And then of course we had Bosco as well. We have Dustin the Turkey. Do you know all these sort of things that were really they were such a huge made a huge impact on Irish children growing up. You know, yeah, we thought it was nice to remember them.
It certainly is, and hopefully we'll have more going forward. But there's one thing that's in there. Now, right, I think it was popularized in American culture, and that is the Irish goodbye, Sarah, because that was never something, that wasn't a term we ever used. So that's when you just leave.
You just leave. Like you're just coat. Sometimes you don't even take your coat because you might get caught.
You're like, I'm just going.
I'm out.
But since people have given it a name, I've heard people saying, I'm going to do an all Irish goodbye. I'm kind of like, is that not a misnomer? Yeah. Like, because you are Irish, you're just leaving. It's just how we leave places, isn't it?
And if you're telling somebody you're doing an Irish goodbye, you're not doing,
you're not doing an Irish goodbye. You know, you're not
doing it right anyway.
You're certainly not. So lads, if you do an Irish goodbye and you say you're doing an Irish goodbye, you've cancelled out the Irish goodbye. It's as simple as that. So with all of this, is there any stuff that didn't make the cut that you kind of...
Oh, we were just talking about it there, walking up Grafton Street, like stuff that we would put in now if we were doing it again, like Bewley's.
Yeah.
Just had a cup of tea there this morning and we're like... Probably should have put Bewley's in. It's an Irish institution.
Yeah, and things like we didn't put Eurovision as a full entry, but we have a Johnny Logan.
Obviously. Someday, the white suit.
The white suit. That's what I said. The white suit we're in.
It's in a museum in Sweden.
It is
so,
not.
Yeah.
Is
it? It's in a museum.
Oh my God.
You got to go to that museum. My sister Deirdre just arrived home from Australia, and I think that when people kind of arrive back to Ireland, their accent changes, everything they talk about changes and everything. So she said straight away, I'd love a hang sandwich.
Hang sandwich.
And it just came out and we were like, oh, we started laughing at her and she's like, what? And we were like, you just said hang sandwich. She was like, no, I didn't do it. I'm like, what is that? So when a bunch of Irish people are around, sometimes do you think that we are forgetting stuff because it's a modern world.
Yes. Yeah.
With social media, you know, we've got so many influences from other countries that it's nice to kind of go, no, these are a big deal. Like Padre Pio is a big deal in your car.
He will keep you safe when you're driving.
He will.
Non-Catholics, he keeps them safe too.
Did you ever have a Padre Pio slipped into your car, Sarah?
No.
Never?
My family is really unreligious.
Oh, is that it?
You've got to see. The stickers and the medals are all over the place, though. Just walk along a street of parked cars and you'll see Padre Pio.
Oh, I got a second-hand car once. And next thing I was like, when did she get to holify this? My mother had just stuck stuff absolutely everywhere. Now, do you, like, because this, you did Red Rover as well, Cúnamh, where you're talking about, you know, games that we played as children.
Yes.
Is there more scope for books like this?
Oh God, I hope so, Merlin. Like,
you know,
I need something next year.
You can just do a whole thing on us watching Home and Away when we were kids or something.
I think when you start to mine into it, there is an awful lot in there of a sort of modern Ireland, but we're still, it's things that still make us distinct from other races, that still make us quirky. And when foreigners see us, they find it very charming and funny, and we kind of take them all for granted.
And we're also, we've got to say, it's not just older stuff that we don't remember. There has been an entry.
Spice bag.
Spice bag has made it in there. Still a red one. But Dermot Bannon has made it into the book.
Sarah fought for him. Yeah. She's a big fan.
Oh,
she's
you were kind fan. Of, you were teetering on the edge.
No, I like him fine. She fought for him. Fought hard.
Dermot.
If you've got the money, you have to get Dermot in.
I mean, get it all done. The book is called The A to Z of Being Irish, from the Angelus to Zig and Zag. And you can get it in all good bookshops right now. It's from the O'Brien Press. Cúnamh McGann and Sarah Cassidy, who are the authors of the book. And it is so charming and lovely to read through. I had to say, we had lovely little, remember that when you're
that's
reading.
That's what we were hoping for, so that's great.
It's so lovely. So it's there, and we'll make sure that we put up a link to it on todayfm.com.